Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, your home for grand growth through collaboration. This is your space to connect, create, and collaborate in a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs and change makers. Hosted by our community, this podcast brings collaboration to life. You will meet members who share their wisdom, offer insights and practical tips, and even interview each other. If you're ready for more clarity, stronger connections, and better results in your business, you are in the right place. Listen in, connect with us, and be part of something grand. Hello, this is Susan, and welcome back to the Grand Connection Podcast. I'm really glad you're here. Before we dive into our episode all about trust, I want to pause for a moment. If you haven't yet listened to the previous three-part series with Ray McCauley on the neuroscience of connection, I really encourage you to do that. Those episodes lay an important foundation. They help you understand what's happening in your brain when you connect, why safety matters, and how awareness changes the quality of every interaction. This episode today is designed as the next step. Once you begin to understand yourself at a deeper level, the natural question becomes, how do I build trust with others? Before we go further, I also want to share why we created At the Grand Connection, the Self-Mastery Program, the Neuroscience of Connection. Self-mastery isn't about fixing yourself. It's about understanding yourself. When you understand your own patterns, your values, your triggers, and how your nervous system responds, something powerful happens. You stop reacting as much. You listen more deeply. You show up with more presence. And that leads directly to better relationships. Because when you understand yourself, you begin to understand others more easily. Connecting to yourself makes it easier to connect to others. You recognize what's happening beneath the words. You sense alignment. You notice when something feels off without needing to judge it. Self-mastery leads to emotional clarity, and emotional clarity leads to trust of who you are and how you connect with others. And trust leads, of course, to better connections. And that's what we mean by grand connections. Connections that are grounded, values aligned, and built to last. In recent episodes, we explored the neuroscience of connection and what's happening in the brain when we feel safe, seen, and understood. We also explored the grand intro and the grand ask in episode 3, tools that help you show up with clarity and make aligned requests without pressure. Today, we're bringing it all together. This episode is about how self-awareness turns into trust and how trust turns into meaningful collaboration. Connect, create, collaborate. This is our framework, sometimes known as the CCC framework. At the Grand Connection, this is not a tactic. It's a journey. And when I say it's not a tactic, this is what I mean. For example, meeting someone and quickly moving on to a pitch, or booking a call just to make an ask, or thinking, how fast can this turn into a referral? A journey is different. A journey is about building trust over time. It's about curiosity, alignment, and letting relationships unfold naturally. In a journey, connection comes first. Trust deepens through consistency. And collaboration becomes a natural outcome, not a forced goal. If you've ever left a conversation thinking, wow, that moved quickly, that's usually a tactic at work. When a conversation moves too quickly, the connect stage gets skipped. There's no time to build rapport or sense shared value. The create stage, where trust is built through listening and care, gets rushed. And collaboration is attempted before trust exists. That's when things feel off. Not because anyone did anything wrong, but because the journey was treated like a tactic instead of allowed to unfold. Let me share an example from my own experience. I've done this myself. I once jumped into inviting someone to partner on a mixer fairly quickly. From my side, it felt aligned. I had received a warm introduction through someone I trusted, so I already felt a sense of safety and connection. What I didn't fully appreciate at the time was that my sense of alignment came before his. I had context. I had trust by association. He didn't know me in the same way. And he said initially yes to partnering with me, which happens when people are generous and open and when you ask. But afterwards, some doubts came up for him, not because anything was wrong, but because he needed more time to feel comfortable and build trust in his own way. We had a couple more conversations because I sensed this and he reached out and he came to an event. He got to experience the community, the energy, and how I show up. And through that, trust had space to form. Looking back, I can see that I moved more quickly because I felt aligned, not because we both were. And that was a really helpful reminder for me. Alignment isn't automatic just because there's warm introductions. Trust needs to be built on both sides at a pace that works for each person. So that experience really enforced connect, create, collaborate for me. I had moved towards collaboration before we had fully created trust together. Once we slowed down and allowed more connection, everything felt steadier and more authentic. We'll be continuing this conversation in future episodes, focusing on practical ways to build trust through how we communicate and how we follow up. Trust is the thread that runs through every stage, from first impressions to shared values to listening to serving to meeting expectations over time. Connect starts the moment someone meets you. That's the connection. Your presence matters. Your energy matters. Your awareness matters. Values are signals. And when values align, our brains relax. I want you to reflect for a moment. Have you ever been on a meeting, on a Zoom call or a coffee date where you felt immediately aligned? It felt easy, natural, almost like, oh my gosh, here you are. Maybe you even thought, this is a sister from another mother. And then there are the opposite experiences. You're in a conversation, nothing is wrong, but you find yourself watching the clock. You can't wait for the call to end. You feel drained instead of energized. Those moments are important. They're not about judging the other person. They're about noticing alignment or the lack of. Your body often recognizes values, alignment before your mind has words for it. That sense of ease or the desire to exit is information. When you start paying attention to how conversations feel, not just how they sound, you get much clearer about which connections are meant to deepen and which ones are simply passing. And that awareness is a powerful part of building trust. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking, that sounds great, but I'm not even sure what my core values are, you're not alone. Most of us haven't slowed down long enough to name them. Sometimes in the middle of a busy week, our top values feel like coffee and good Wi-Fi. A mindful minute helps. And if you haven't learned the mindful minute, go back to episode 5 or sign up to learn more about our self-mastery program. This info package includes several recordings, including a masterclass, with 3 activities to experience a mindful minute, aware second, and a flow state. You go to grandconnection.ca/self-mastery. So at these times, you know, pause, breathe. Ray teaches this with yawns and stretches. Ask yourself, what feels important right now? What gives me energy? What feels heavy or off? That pause activates the salience network and helps you notice what truly matters. So that's connect. Awareness, presence, values. And when connection feels real and grounded, the journey continues into create. Create is where trust begins to deepen through conversation, care, and consistency. Trust runs through the entire journey, but create is where we build on it intentionally, one conversation at a time. And this is where the Grand Trust one-to-one framework comes in to help trust turn into grand connections. So we have an acronym here, TRUST, T-R-U-S-T. So T is take time to prepare and transparency. This is where the transparency actually begins. R is relate and connect and build respect. U is understanding, understand and uplift. S stands for support. Serve and suggest solutions. And T is teamwork. Take the next steps together. Lots of T's in that one. So let's go into these a bit more. On T, the first in the trust is to take your time to prepare. And this is where we start with transparency. Transparency starts before the conversation. It's about being clear with yourself and with the other person about why you're connecting and what your intention is. When we're transparent from the start, we remove pressure and hidden agendas, and that makes it easier for trust to grow. Transparency actually runs through the entire trust framework, but it begins here with preparation and honest intention. Something as simple as saying, I wanted to connect to learn more about you and see if there's alignment for collaboration, can simply change how safe that conversation feels for someone else. Take time to prepare. Trust starts before the meeting. Do your homework. Learn who they are, what they value, and where your worlds are going to overlap. It doesn't have to take long. Before a meeting, I usually will open up their LinkedIn profile, open up their website, and I'll check in my calendar who introduced us. I actually have a field in there where it says, how did we meet? And some any other information on the call, why you want to have this call. So if I have that information in front of me, I'm much more prepared for the call and get on a few minutes early. What makes it nice is to also plan a few interesting questions to connect with. It could be how you met the person who connected us, or something about where they live. Or maybe it's a podcast that they're doing and you noticed and you want to find a little bit more on how you can listen to it and subscribe. Maybe something you are curious about from, you know, where they grew up, or a tagline. Because I'm in marketing, I always notice people's taglines, especially if it's memorable and catchy. I'll comment on that and ask, how did you come up with it? These questions show that you took the time to prepare and help you in the part about building the trust to relate and connect. And this is where respect really shows up. People are going to respect you if you took time ahead and prepared before your call. Respect in conversation means shifting the focus from yourself to the other person. It's about genuine curiosity and appreciation, not positioning yourself. We build rapport by finding common ground, acknowledging what drew us together, and naming what we genuinely value about the other person. That can sound as simple as, I really loved your post about AI the other day, or our mutual connection said, you're amazing at marketing. Or even, I can see we both care about community and connection. Let me give you a real example from our community. Brenda Marie Sheldrake is a valued Grand Connection member who helps train our community on our own referral app. She's thoughtful, generous, and very intentional about how she connects people. She often sends me great introductions. And when I come into that conversation from an introduction from Brenda, respect looks like acknowledging the connection that was made. I might say, Brenda spoke highly of you and the way you support referrals in a heart-centered way. She mentioned how committed you are to helping others succeed, and that really stood out to me. Or, Brenda thought we'd align around collaboration and community, and I can see already what she meant. I've subscribed to your newsletter and love that last article you wrote on referrals. This immediately shifts the energy. It tells the other person they're seen, and it honors the relationship that brought us together. Respect also shows up when we notice common ground. For example, I really appreciated how you explain referrals as relationships, not transactions. I can see we both care about doing this with integrity. These aren't tactics. They're moments of genuine recognition. And when people feel respected, they relax. When they relax, trust has room to grow. Once respect and rapport are established, we move into the you in trust, understand and uplift. This is where curiosity deepens into care. Understanding isn't about gathering information so you can respond or sell. It's about genuinely learning what matters to the other person, their goals, their values, their challenges. Of course, we're in a sales call. You're getting information to help you sell your product or service. But this is about building a relationship for collaboration that we're talking about. This is where we ask thoughtful, open-ended questions, not to steer the conversation, but to open it. Questions like, what's most exciting in your business right now? Or where are you looking to grow or get more visibility? What kinds of collaborations have worked best for you before? And then comes the uplift part. Uplift happens when you reflect back on what you've heard. When you say, it sounds like impact matters more to you than speed. Or I'm hearing that flexibility and trust are really important to you. That reflection tells someone, I'm not just listening. I understand you. And when people feel understood, trust deepens. They feel safer, more seen, more open. Understanding is one of the most powerful gifts you can offer in a conversation, and it costs nothing but your presence. And once someone feels understood, something shifts. This is where we move into the S in trust, serve and suggest solutions. Serving doesn't come from guessing. It comes from listening. When you truly understand someone's goals, values, and challenges, support becomes obvious and natural. This isn't about selling. It's about stepping into grand giving. I often say, be the bridge, not the billboard. Serving might look like saying, I know someone who could be a great connection for you. Or, would you like me to share your offer in our community? You can share it in the Facebook group. I'm going to approve that. Or even, this sounds interesting. We could possibly co-create a workshop around that idea if that feels aligned with you. Why don't we explore that? The key is that support is offered, but not imposed. There's no pressure, just a possibility. When people feel supported instead of sold to, trust grows. And that trust is what makes collaboration sustainable. And this is also where it's important to remember that trust takes time. Just because there's interest or alignment doesn't mean you move straight into a big collaboration. Like, you're not going to, you know, start, get married on the first date. You feel things out. You're noticing what feels right. You're seeing how it feels to work together. Start small. I often talk about this as planting seeds. You might talk about possibilities. You might name some opportunities, but instead of jumping into something big, you start with something small. Test things out. A simple action you can take right away. Maybe it's sharing a resource. Maybe it's a warm introduction. I often ask someone to speak at one of our groups. Just get to know them before I would start maybe planning to do a partnership in a course. Maybe it's a short co-created piece of content, you know, that you guys put together, or a small test in some ways. These smaller actions build trust in a very real way. They let you experience how it feels to work together before committing to something larger. Podcast swaps are a great way to get started. You get to know each other too. When you allow trust to grow at its own pace, collaboration becomes steadier, more enjoyable, and far more sustainable. Strong collaborations grow from small, aligned actions, not big, rushed commitments. And this now brings us to the final T in trust. Take the next step together. I got how many T's in there? There's two T's in there. This step is about clarity and follow through. It's where trust turns into some sort of movement, something that's going to happen. Clarity also means clear expectations. And we're going to do a whole episode on expectations later on. Clear expectations about timing, roles, and what follow through looks like. When expectations are clear, trust feels safe. When expectations are vague, even good intentions can lead to disappointment. Clear expectations are what allow collaborations to grow without pressure. Everyone knows what they're saying yes to, and that makes working together feel grounded and respectful. A lot of times you'll actually put things in writing, you know, follow up with an email of these are the expectations, or, you know, this is what I'm going to do. This is what you're going to do. I hope this all works together. And this is also the moment where we naturally move into the collaborate stage of the Connect, Create, Collaborate framework. Collaboration doesn't begin with big commitments. It begins with small, aligned actions. Even when the next step is small, naming it matters. Small steps keep the relationship alive and prevent momentum from quietly fading. Taking that next step together might sound like, let's connect in a couple of weeks after you've attended our mixer and get a feel for our community. Do you want to book a time now, or should we wait? Or, I'll send you the speaker form today for you to get on our stage. This is how our partnerships work, and it sets out the expectations for both of us. What builds trust here isn't the size of the step, it's the follow through. It could be as simple as follow up email after the call with some resources you shared. When you do what you say you're going to do consistently, trust deepens. And that's how relationships move forward without pressure. And collaboration grows in a way that feels grounded and aligned. Trust grows when clarity is followed by action. Preparation shows respect. Listening builds safety. Serving builds goodwill. And follow through builds reliability. When you move through Connect, Create, Collaborate with this kind of care, trust isn't forced, it's built. One conversation at a time. One small step at a time. And that's what leads to grand connections that last. Collaboration is trust in action. It happens when values align and expectations are met. A real connection journey. You meet someone in a breakout room. You share your grand intro. Something stands out. You hear it. And you hear that shared value. Maybe it's a familiar intention. Maybe your audiences are aligned and they're doing something cool. You reach out to meet. Share your calendar link. You have a meeting in a one-to-one. You learn more about each other. You share resources. You make some introductions. Maybe you move on to a podcast swap. Maybe you have a second or third meeting. Maybe you attend or host a mini-meet together. You celebrate each other's wins. You refer each other. Not because you planned it, but because trust grew naturally. Now, before we end the episode, I just want to briefly talk a bit about values and alignment. I get asked a lot of times, how do I know if it's going to be a good fit? How do I know if our values are aligned? And this does take practice. And this is why the self-mastery program we put together is so important. Understanding yourself and what's going on and being able to, when you have a feeling, understand what's triggering that feeling. And this comes with practice. It comes with more times connecting. And that's why we suggest don't start big with something. Start small. Test it out. And you'll be in a conversation and sometimes the alignment feels easy, right? And sometimes something feels off. Aligned conversations tend to feel calm, energizing, and mutual. And non-aligned ones feel draining. And here's some examples of things that I find draining in conversations. Somebody else is talking the entire time. I don't think they even ask anything about what I do. That's draining. I don't feel we're aligned. A person who pitches way too early before we build some trust. Somebody who makes promises fast and maybe, you know, they seem unrealistic. Someone that's dropping names constantly. They're trying to impress you. Maybe everything sounds amazing, but nothing's really clear. There's an old saying, if something sounds too good to be true, probably is. And I like to soften that a bit. When something sounds amazing but feels rushed or vague, that's a cue to slow down. It's also worth knowing that urgency is a common tool used in deceptive situations, in scams. But, you know, in fraud, scams, manipulation of many kinds, people use that urgency as a way to try to push for speed. And they're often trying to move you past your ability to reflect and ask questions or check on alignment. They rush you. This doesn't mean everyone who's moving quickly has bad intentions, but it does mean that healthy opportunities don't need to rush you. Fast promises and vague details are a reason to pause, not to push forward. Because trust doesn't grow through pressure. Trust grows with clarity, not urgency. Anything truly aligned can handle questions, time, and transparency. And if you right now are noticing any tension or, you know, when you're hearing this, you think about a time when you felt rushed, that's part of awareness. This is good. This is what self-mastery looks like in real time. Noticing your response before reacting, before saying something you might regret, before hitting send on a message that came from frustration instead of clarity. Notice things before buying something you didn't actually need. Notice things before saying yes to an opportunity that sounds exciting but didn't quite feel aligned. It's that brief pause where awareness steps in and gives you choice instead of impulse. Right now, let's take a breath together. Inhale and exhale. Some quotes that stand out to me, there's two of them, and they each have a different perspective. Warren Buffett once said, "Trust takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair." That reminds us why we don't rush the create stage. Trust is built through consistency, clarity, and care. Long before we ever collaborate, don't overpromise and lose that trust. Be transparent throughout the whole process. Another quote I love is from Ernest Hemingway, who reminds us, the best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. That speaks to how we connect. We lead with openness and generosity without forcing outcomes. Start small. And holding these both together allows us to truly collaborate. We lead with openness and we pay attention to actions over time. That balances what makes trust real, sustainable, and strong. As we close out this episode, I just want to share a few trust builders and trust pitfalls that have come up often in our community. For those to build, listen deeply, follow through, be consistent, serve without expectation, and meet your commitments. Some trust pitfalls to watch out for: rushing relationships, pitching too soon, overpromising, inconsistent follow-up, and making it transactional related. So too much on the transaction side. It's just kind of a feeling of transactional energy. You know what I mean? most trust isn't broken, it quietly fades. So three steps to get you started as you head off on your journey of connect, create, collaborate today. Notice how you build trust from the first impression. Be aware of trust building on both sides. Try using the trust framework in your next one-to-one and look for one small way to serve without expectation. Connection isn't about being impressive. Trust isn't about being perfect. And collaboration isn't about speed. It's about awareness, intention, and showing up with heart. And if this conversation resonated with you, that is exactly what we do inside the Self Mastery Program. It's where we go deeper into awareness, nervous system regulation, values, and the conversation practices that help trust grow over time. We also have our Grand Growth Bundle, which brings together tools, framework, and resources to support you as you build meaningful connections and aligned collaborations. You'll find both links in the show notes, and I'll tell you right now, go to grandconnection.ca/self-mastery for the information on the Self-Mastery Program, and it's got a bunch of recordings too that you can watch right away. And grab your Grand Growth Bundle at grandconnection.ca/gifts. And we welcome you to explore the Grand Connection with a free guest pass. Just go to grandconnection.ca, bottom right, there's a button for your free guest pass. And just remember, this is how we grow. We connect, create, and collaborate together. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us on the Grand Connection podcast, where we achieve grand growth through collaboration together. If this episode sparked something for you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend looking for a community to support their growth. Before we sign off, today is a grand day to reach out to someone in your own network and reconnect. You never know where one conversation can lead. Until next time, let's connect, create, collaborate.